Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The French for Love by Fiona Valpy, narrated by Esther Wayne. Love, verbe transitif, aimer, affectionner, ressentir une attirance pour, être amoureux, adorer, désirer, faire l'amour, nom, amour. Masculin, attirance passionnée, féminin, affection, féminin, tendresse, féminin, intérêt, personne aimée, féminin, manchu, chérie, amour. To fall in love, tomber amoureux, amoureuse, the love of his life, l'amour de sa vie, love at first sight, le coup de foudre. Masculin, love affair, liaison, féminin, histoire d'amour, féminin. Chapter 1. New beginnings. To-do list. 20 minutes Pilates daily. Practice taking deep breaths and letting go. Ongoing. Drive to France. Send off application for Master of Wine course. First step on the path to brilliant and fulfilling new job financing life of glamour and fun. Find suitable man for love and children. NB, not another cheating rat like Ed. Ongoing. Turns out doing Pilates in a ferry cabin the size of a sardine tin is a physical impossibility. So I go up on deck instead to stretch my legs and watch Saint Malo materialise through the early morning mist. I take deep breaths of sea air as I stride the length of the ship, killing two birds with one stone on the to-do list and preparing myself for the day's drive ahead. I'm retracing the homeward journey I'd made in the early spring, after that last stay with my Aunt Liz. Only now, weirdly, my homeward journey is in the opposite direction. Back in Arundel, my flat is let on a year's lease to a young couple unable to get financing to buy their own home, now that the banks have stopped lending. A year ago, they'd have been handed a 100% mortgage with no problem at all. A year ago, I was still in my nice, safe job. A year ago, Ed and I were still together. A year ago, Liz was there in her house, my journey's end. An awful lot can happen in a year. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, I sing along with the car radio. Well, I should know. Losing things seems to be a bit of a theme in my life right now. I tick them off on my fingers, tapping on the steering wheel in time to the music. First my father died, then my boyfriend dumped me, then my aunt died, and now I've lost my job. Free as a bird! And it's scary as hell. My Filofax sits beside me in the passenger seat, the last reassuring vestige of the control that I thought I had over my life. My daily to-do lists used to fill a page comfortably, but now I struggle to cover a few lines. It's important to keep the routine going, though. I've always been someone who thrives on structure, and so even if my life is in total disarray, I'm determined to maintain standards, keeping my British upper lip as stiff as possible at all times. As I swing onto the auto route, heading south away from the grey skies of England and northern France, towards the bright summer sunshine of the south, I feel as though I'm stepping out of the old black-and-white movie of my previous life and into the full technicolour of a new beginning. The clouds are like the curtains in a theatre, drawing back to reveal... what? I have no idea what life holds for me here, but I offer up a silent and heartfelt message of thanks to Liz for leaving me her house and giving me this chance. Liz was my favourite aunt. Actually, she was my only aunt, but she'd have been my favourite, even if I'd had others. You may have heard of her. Liz Chamberlain became something of a celebrity in the swinging 60s, when she made a name for herself with her photography. Her iconic portraits of rock stars and artists are still reprinted from time to time, especially, it has to be said, accompanying obituaries these days. But she moved to the depths of rural France at the end of the 70s and completely turned her back on the glamour and buzz of her London life, becoming a bit of a recluse. She never lost her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?